This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, before we get rocking on this next hour and the second thereafter, I want to give a shout-out to KBKW 1450 AM Aberdeen, Washington. Welcome aboard, Bill Wolfenbarger. Again, KBKW 1450 AM, Aberdeen, Washington. KCLV as well, 1240 AM, Clovis, New Mexico. KCLV, 1240 AM, Clovis, New Mexico. Rick Kiefer, we thank you for your trust and welcome aboard. Now, folks, before we get going on kind of highlighting as to how you can go ahead and take a look at us online or how you can give us a phone call, I just want to highlight one of the things real quick that's going on in your country, because I've reiterated this point so many times, and it's taken the modern-day conservative, I don't know how many years, to catch up to what's going on, but you're being played like a deck of cards, friends. You have a current administration along with the players in Congress, if it's a representative through a state representative or a congressman or a senator, whatever the case is, folks, I want you to understand very clearly as to what I'm telling you today. They are stacking the cards against you, America. Just today on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, as I've told you. Now, folks, the reoccurring theme around this ministry is just this. Bradley, you told us this like 15 years ago. Bradley, you told us this like 10 years ago. Now everything you said, verbatim is the quote that was given to me, everything that you said 15 years ago is exactly what's happening today. Yep, that's right. That's why I praise God for the giftings of the Holy Ghost, namely the prophetic. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com today, I'm going to tell you some things that the modern conservative, they want to sit back and play stupid. They want to stick their head in the sand and act like it's not really happening here. I want to let you know, I'm telling you before it comes to pass. Here you have it, okay? And I told you, now at the present, this is what we're hearing. Funding Islamic Jihad. Barack Hussein Obama, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama's administration may have paid as much as $33.6 billion in cash and gold to Iran. Now, I want to highlight this point, if I might as well. If a third world dictator was doing this to their country, what Americans have allowed Barack Hussein Obama, that's his Muslim name, his real name is Barry Satoru. Folks, you would have called forth a military strike against that prospective nation and that third world dictator. I want to say that again. If a third world dictator was doing to their country what Americans have allowed Barack Hussein Obama to do to yours, you'd have called forth a military strike against that country. But America, for 7 3/4 years, you have allowed this criminal foreign aid sodomite in the People's White House. You have allowed him to literally spit in the face, to desecrate the memories of hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died to give us all the privilege of freedom to be here in the first place. You've allowed him to give you the finger over 1,083 times. I have warned you over and over and over again concerning this administration. And I'm going to highlight just a little bit of this today. But folks, don't tell me you were not told, because you have been told. I also want to take it another step. You do realize that Muslims are being used as a political battering ram, namely the radicals, right? It's called ISIS. We're going to highlight a little bit of that today. But I've told you who ISIS is. And now you're finding out from the modern conservatives that Barack Hussein Obama has been funding them. You found out today that he has now been funding them. Guess who's paying for it, America? You are. He is reallocating your monies to foreign countries that mean to destroy you. That means to kill you, America. And you've sat back and you've allowed a government, a Congress, your special prosecutors like Chaffetz and ISA and Daryl ISA, folks, and Gowdy, to go ahead and protect the criminals within, because they've entertained you by beating up on the prospective enemies, even taking that over to the likes of Hillary Clinton. You just heard during the break the modern conservatives advocating Hillary Clinton as if she is a legitimate candidate. But yet you have been told over and over and over and over again by people that are willing to lay their lives down to get the truth out to you. And then when something happens to them, you go ahead and take the state-controlled narrative that's bought and paid and controlled by the CIA that did the killing in the first place. America, you're doing it to yourselves. Funding Islamic Jihad. The President of the United States is funding Islamic Jihad. America hasn't figured this out yet, of course, until it's too late. Obama administration may have paid as much as $33.6 billion in cash and gold to your sworn enemies. And you know it. Again, if a third world dictator was doing to their country what you, America, have allowed Barack Hussein Obama to do to yours, you'd have called for a military strike against that country. But for some reason or another, you don't think it's really happening in your country until it's too late. Just like those that were on the Titanic, right? They didn't believe it could be sunk. As a matter of fact, that's what they said until it began to sink. And then the party was over, and then guess what they began to do, friends, when they realized that they were going to perish? 1,500 people perished that day. Guess what? They realized that they were all on the boat. They began to call out to God in dire need. But prior to that, they were boasting in their pride that that boat couldn't sink as they partied on in many cases. See, instead of the American people throwing off them that pervert the Constitution, Americans are literally guilty of hell, of folks, namely of allowing these people, the above said, to commit treason on a daily basis towards you and your posterity, and you are still under the delusion for some reason or other that you're okay.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Sons of Liberty, folks, we're going to highlight some of the treasonous acts, most recently by Barack Hussein Obama, and that which has been tolerated by the American people over the last 7 3/4 years. Again, friends, I want to share with you that if this was a third world dictator doing to his prospective country, to his people, what Americans have allowed Barack Hussein Obama to do theirs. By the way, Barack Hussein Obama, again, is his Muslim name. His real name is Barry Satoru. You'd have called forth for a military strike against that country. It shows you how hypocritical you are as a nation. And instead of throwing off those that pervert the Constitution, with them that are literally guilty of hell of committing treason, most will say that, well, you know, it's just the end times. It's all prophesied. I want to go to Scripture because I want to go to the New Testament real quick, and I want to show you something, friends, because most people don't, they're biblically illiterate, as are they constitutionally illiterate. Okay, that's why we're in trouble today. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. But did you know that when you look in Scripture, Luke 19, verse 44, listen to Jesus, okay, real quick. Why was there end times? Jesus, he gave a foreshadow of what would take place during the end times. But I want to tell you why he forecasted. It fell to the feet of the people that would not take heed to what and who he said he was. They would not submit themselves to the meek King of Glory. Rather, they wanted to submit themselves to a tyrannical rule through the Roman Empire back in biblical days, just like you are today, America. Luke 19:44, and when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if you would have known, even you, at least in this day, the things which belong unto your peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side. America in the present, China, Russia, the Muslim Brotherhood, all appointed by the UN because you are the great obstacle to the New World Order. I didn't say that. George Soros just said it this week. They're doing everything in the light of day. They're not doing this in a corner any longer, America. going on. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee, encompass thee round about, and keep thee in on every side. This is Jesus speaking to the people that rejected him before his Calvary experience, before the passion of the Christ. And he goes on, verse 44, and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave thee in one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. I'm getting the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We are on par. We are spot on as to what's going on. Now, why? More specifically, going into, again, greater specificity in Matthew 23, verse 38. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, let me say it this way. O America, America, you that killeth the prophets. The prophetic is not allowed in the church, nor is the apostolic in the church anymore. That's why they're going backwards, and that's why they're actually actually submitting themselves to the spirit of the world. That's what's going on in this country. Thou that killest the prophets, and by the way, for all of you biblically, you think you know more than I do, illiterates, I want to let you know that the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:28, first the apostles, then the prophets, then the teachers. You have it completely upside down. You have the pastors, which is only named once, leading the church only once in the Bible, namely in the New Testament. In the New Testament, one time, and you have the pastors leading the church when it's supposed to be the apostle, prophet, and teacher. The apostle, prophet, and teacher are those that you've rejected to your own demise. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, O America, America, thou that killest the prophets and stone them which are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you wouldn't have it that way. He answers in verse 38, Matthew 23, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. America, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. And for some reason or another, America, you're okay with this falling to your children. You're the worst of men. Our forefathers, not only did they take the charge and the lead concerning what needed to be done for their posterity, because wisdom is justified by her children, it's interesting to note today what we hear is, oh, you know, to hell with the kids. That's what they say. As if to say that they're not responsible for those kids that are being raised up. But our forefathers so thought of their posterity that they even wrote it in the preamble of the Constitution of the United States when they said, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states, establish the first thing, justice. And what is it, the last thing that's being called upon to preserve our liberties? Justice! Everybody's okay to be entertained! Yay! Good for you, America! How's that working out? Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. First them, then their kids. Matter of fact, one of our forefathers even said, if there's going to be hard times, let them come in my time, not in my children's. Now what we hear today is, you know what, let's just go ahead and party it up and live out what we have left of the freedoms that have been given unto us at such an awful price. Let's just go ahead and gobble all that up. And you know what, the kids can just have it. They can deal with it. This is their problem. This is completely their problem. I hope that explains why I've done 360 schools. I hope that explains to you that I've done, I can't even tell you how many colleges. How many tea parties? How many radio broadcasts? How many television programs to be spent in service of mankind because of my love for God and for man and country, and yes, in that order. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. America, you should be ashamed of yourself. There's no better way to say it. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. If you don't like the truth, what makes men free, then turn the dial. Listen to someone that will go ahead, because it tells us in the Bible that they'll heap up teachers to itch their itching ears. Just go ahead and talk around the elephant that's in the middle of the living room. Just go ahead and keep talking around it until there's absolutely nothing left. Reminds me of the Jewish people that fell, and the gypsies and the dissidents that fell under Hitler. When they were thrown in camps, they said, without, and folks, every step of the way, they just went along with the Third Reich. When they told them to disarm, they disarmed. When they were in camps, they still thought, for some reason or another, Hitler, Adolf Hitler, had a need for them. How'd that work out for him? Did he have a need for him? Nope. Hey, folks, the devil's out to come to kill, steal, and destroy. John 10:10, that's it. And that includes even the little minions that are being used to bring forth judgment upon this nation right now. They're included. They just haven't figured that much out yet. Hey, America, when you look at Scripture, Jesus told you why. So it's not like, well, that's the Old Testament, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. No. Jesus came to fulfill. Read Acts 3:31. Moses said that the Lord's going to raise up a prophet like unto me. Right? And also keep in mind that Moses was the meekest man, power under control, that went to the face of Pharaoh and demanded them people to let my people go. And through the blood sacrifice, the Paschal Lamb, when they were set free through blood, what was the first thing the Lord did? He chained them to the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, didn't he? Yep. And America, you know that, because the Mosaic Institution is in every civil building in this country, every state preamble in this country, and yet you still allowed the atheists and the homosexuals and whoever else wants to, the communists, to go ahead and revise your history. Well, all the while, if you go back and look, you'll see exactly what I'm telling you is exactly right on the money, and you're submitting to your enemy as you're being enslaved on a daily basis. But just to take it a step further, as I shared with you during the first segment, Obama has been depleting you, America, of your money and giving it to a people that literally means to destroy, to kill, to wipe out you, America. If you look at the word treason, let's just go back to a Roman statesman, a philosopher, an orator, attributed 58 B.C. before Christ's speech in the Roman Empire. Marcus Tullius Cicero, 106-43 B.C. said, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly moves amongst those within the gate, whispers rustling through the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in a sense familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He even appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of that nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague."
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about the American people tolerating the likes of a criminal in the People's White House. And folks, again, keep in mind, this goes back to the Clintons and the Bushes. For those that have not done their due diligence on the Bushes, please do so for your own good. They've just done a little bit better job of hiding themselves rather than blatantly committing the crime in front of the American people. But like I did, I wanted to know for myself. I did a little background study on the Democratic Party versus the Republican. I found out that the Republicans were much worse because the American people have been led to believe that the Democrats can go ahead and do whatever they want to do when they're in power. You'll find that the Republicans are much worse, just like the Pharisees of the day. They were the ones responsible for crucifying the Christ. Remember, they used Pontius Pilate? And remember, it was the Pharisees of the day that said, crucify him, crucify him? And remember, they were the ones that said, we have no king, but King Caesar? You remember that? Yeah, that's the same thing that's been going on under the Republican Party, folks. And it's all the way through, because if it wasn't the case, then why is it that this administration has been allowed to do the things that he has been doing? Because the American people have let him do it. Now, I want to highlight this because, again, we've been talking about how Barack Hussein Obama has given up to $33.5 billion of your money and American gold to Iran. And they are finding out now, of course, but again, you've heard this for a long time, friends, that Barack Hussein Obama and his administrations are directly responsible for funding ISIS. And I told you this a long time ago. And I've also shared with you that the very definition of terrorism is government by intimidation, Oxford English Dictionary. Look it up. Those words haven't been watered down because they're still accessible. Folks, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. That's exactly what's going on. This is Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution of the United States. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or confession in open court. Hey, folks, how about 318.9 million people? That sounds like a pretty fair deal to me, right? Scripture tells us out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. That's how things operate. We need witnesses here, right? But if you judge them by their fruits, there it will bear witness of itself. The fruit that's found on the branches of this administration are there for all to see. Did you know under Barack Obama, who's been outed as a Muslim Brotherhood member, and by the way, a foreign operative, foreign agent for Saudi Arabia, three people had to die to get you that information. But not only is Barack Hussein Obama has he been outed as a Muslim Brotherhood member, but his brother is a financier of the Muslim Brotherhood with tax-exempt status, along with former Muslim Brotherhood Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Did you know that he received from your tax dollars through this criminal in the White House $1 billion worth of German U-boats at U.S. taxpayer expense? Why is he arming your enemies, friends? What is the definition of treason? I already shared it with you. Did you know that this criminal in the White House has given at least 20 F-16 fighter jets to Muslim Brotherhood operatives? He is funding ISIS, which has been created. $250 million in taxpayer money has gone to the Muslim Brotherhood to fund ISIS. Four more F-16 fighter jets were sent to arm ISIS through Barack Hussein Obama, sent U.S. troops into Egypt to quash protests against the Muslim Brotherhood earlier this year. He also sent $1.3 billion to the Muslim Brotherhood to fund and to aid the enemies, both without and within. Remember, this is the guy suing governors in the United States that are enforcing immigration laws. And now we're finding today that he is funding Islamic Jihad once again. Obama administration may have paid as much as $33.6 billion in cash and gold to Iran. Now, I just want to put this in contrast. I don't know why this is coming to my aid right now, but I just want to share it with you. Now, if I was listening to a conservative radio program, the Modern Conservatives today, they would be talking about everybody else, they would be asking the question, well, who's responsible for this? Who's responsible for this? And their conclusion is always this. Why does he hate us so much? Why does he hate us so much? But they won't point the finger at him as being the responsible party because he can't. He's only doing America what you're allowing him to do. Again, remember what Abraham Lincoln said. We're not called to throw off the Constitution. We're called to throw them off that pervert the Constitution. Keep in mind, this constitutional scholar doesn't even know that we're a constitutional republic. This is the guy that continuously promulgates to the American people of our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. As if to say that our government is changeable, when in fact it is not. We're established upon the rock, the immovable, steadfast, fixed rock of the Bible. That's a fact. I wish so. Folks, I've been saying this for 15 years on radio. When am I going to get someone with the internal fortitude to actually call me up on the radio and tell me I'm wrong? See, facts are stubborn things, folks. They don't call up on the radio because they know exactly what I'm telling you is accessible to everybody in this country. Your founding documents tell you what the deal is. And they tell you who is right and who is wrong. And this is what they do. That's all they know how to do is shout and shoot. And that's all they do. And you let them get away with it. Here I am. 1-866-582-9933. Here I am. 1-866-582-9933. Barack Hussein Obama, remember, Mohamed Morsi was implicated in the attacks on Benghazi. We find out now that Hillary Clinton, of course, is responsible for handing that out, or handing out information, and going back and forth with our sworn enemies and Benghazi through an arms deal that went bad, right? Right? No, this isn't a Trey Gowdy hearing where I'm acting all big and bad and bring about no resolve, only to deceive the American people into another day, to entertain them out of their freedoms on another day. No, that's not who this is, and this isn't Daryl Issa. Only there to appease the modern-day conservative, just to tell them to set back down. I've got it. Everything's in control. But I'll bring forth no fruit, and I'll still yet appease these idiots. And that's exactly how they look at you, America, as a bunch of fools. If you remember right, I shared with you a documentary I seen where they took, they went over to the Middle East and they asked the American people, or I'm sorry, the Middle Eastern folks about, they asked them about the Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and they said that was all created by America. See, they got to create their own enemies, America. And we've talked about that 100,000 times. And again, if we had just went back to one of our founders who threw off a tyrant by the name of James Madison, we would know exactly what we're dealing with today. If tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it will be because, what did he say? If tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. You're not fighting a foreign enemy, folks. I'm talking about within. You're fighting a foreign enemy through this administration, which is antithetical to our Constitution. It runs counter to who we are. And that's exactly what he's attempting to do. Establish that. You're the great obstacle to the New World Order. This is not a theory, America. It's happening on a daily basis. And you're responsible to respond as to what's taking place in your country. The Egyptian people... it's just so unbelievable. And that's, again, friends, that's why they do it. Because it's unthinkable, it's unbelievable. That's why they commit the crimes. And you need to understand, these people don't think like me and you. They think, they really do believe that they are above the law. They should go ahead and look at history and see how that worked for other tyrants that thought the same thing. Funding Islamic Jihad, the president of the United States. You're told that they're the ones that are attacking you. They are. Who's financing them? You are. Who's appointing the reallocation of funds? Barack Hussein Obama. Obama's administration has paid as much as $33.6 billion in cash and gold to America's sworn enemies. Of course, what I'm telling you right now is just the tip of the iceberg, because you already all know, America, that Barack Hussein Obama has installed members of the Muslim Brotherhood in the highest seats in our federal government. He first had to use the radical homosexuals. Do you remember this? He appointed 225 radical homosexuals to government positions, and look who's right behind them. Just like I told you. Sitting with a conservative dude in California about 4 months ago, he said, you know, Bradley, he kind of said under his breath like this, you know, Brad, I just wanted to let you know, you do know that the Muslims, Muslims are on the heels of the, what's the problem, dude? Kick it out, you little spineless capitulator. Go ahead. You have a responsibility to warn the people. Are you blowing your trumpet?
I just want to let you know that the Muslims are on the heels of the homosexuals.
Yep. I told you that 6 years ago, didn't I? Yep. Well, now you see that Barack Hussein Obama is appointing Muslim Brotherhood operatives in the highest seats of our federal government. By the way, talking of the Homeland Security, which is unconstitutional, I'm going to come right back to that just to show you how the joke is not on Barack Hussein Obama, but on you, America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit, America, how you have been with your enemies within. Well, here, let me say it this way. You know, over in Germany and in Belgium and Sweden now they're talking about having to deal with those enemies that have been, well, as they would call it, the Muslims, assimilated into their country when, in fact, that's not what they were sent to do. They were there to plunder and destroy those countries. See, but they didn't listen to it until after the fact. I mean, now kids are being sodomized by these Muslims. The Muslims are trying to come in and bring Sharia law because they want to marry someone's 9-year-old daughter. I'm talking about 50 and 60-year-old men, you know, or they want to tell women how to live their lives. And if they don't do that, then they just throw poison on their face. You kind of get what I'm saying, right? You know, I mean, they didn't realize all of this until after the fact, but you can better bet your bottom dollar they were warned about it before it happened, and they didn't take heed to it. Right? And they fell for the propaganda that was being thrown on them, too. You better accept them, or you're a hater, or you're a racist, not knowing that's communist tactics through totalitarian methods. But you know that, America. Come on, let's just call it for what it is. America, you remind me of the merciful captain where he had a ship go by and try to shoot at his ship, and he showed mercy to that ship and let him go. The second time he tried it again, and of course the merciful captain go ahead and gave him a pass one more time because after all, maybe he just was having a bad day. But the third time, the merciful captain didn't make it because those that meant to destroy a ship actually destroyed him, where the merciful captain didn't have an opportunity to show mercy again. Understand what mercy is, America. Mercy is established through judgment. Through what? By showing mercy to a society, by not tolerating the crime. But we know in contrast to that, as Scripture rightly tells us, the mercies of the wicked are cruel. But I say to those that observe lying vanities, America, you forsake your own mercies because you don't listen. Someone just sent this to me right during the break here. Since September 11th, because we're talking about Barack Hussein Obama and the illusion of terror by a foreign enemy, America. Listen, it was clear who the enemies of America were on September 11th, 2001. The religion of Islam and Muslims. Here we are 15 short years later, and they are America's friends, while Christians and patriots have been deemed America's enemies by the God-hating liberal traitors in Washington, D.C., America. But I got a question for you. This is right on, spot on. Thank you for the email. I appreciate it. But here, I want to say this. Who has tolerated those hating liberal traitors? You have. So don't blame somebody else for what it is that you tolerate. Okay? Because, listen, I practice what I preach there. There's certain things I just can't stand, and I just zero out no tolerance. Because I suppose when the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, Christians, we carry His heart. And we know in Hebrews 1, it tells us that the very scepter of the kingdom is hating lawlessness and loving righteousness. Boy! That falls in line with the character of God, Psalm 97, Jeremiah 9:24, Isaiah 26. Boy, it's all there. Psalm 9:16. Yeah, it is. Folks, do you realize that the enemy within is turning you into America's enemies? And those that are assimilating into the United States are not here to assimilate. They are coming here in an attempt to destroy your country by using the Muslim useful idiots just like any other group that wants to war against God. And at the end of the day, just like that of Hitler, just like that of Mao Zedong, just like that of Pol Pot or any other dictator of the past, you're going to find out after the fact because you didn't want to listen to the prophetic. And you don't have to have me tell you anything about it. I can just point my finger in Scripture because I can probably pretty much guess you have the same Bible as I do. Well, and I know that a lot of you do, but I bet I could probably come to many of your houses and write the word damnation on the top of your Bibles because there's so much dust on the top of it because you haven't cracked it open since you've had it. Woo! Tell the truth. And shame the devil. That's what we do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You know that Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for the United States Department of Homeland Security, which is zeroed in on you, America, Arif Alif Khan, he is a Muslim Brotherhood operative. Mohammed El Abayari, Homeland Security Advisor. Muslim Brotherhood operative. Rashad Hussein, Brotherhood operative. Muslim Brotherhood operative. Salim Al-Mariati, Obama advisor, founder of Muslim Public Affairs Council and its current executive director. Folks, they are poising to attack you. The media is doing it right now, but it will come to a physical confrontation soon enough. Their objective right now is to make sure they disarm you. And don't tell me about how you will not be disarmed, America, because you've already given them everything up to this point. If you haven't protested, it makes cowards of men, and you're guilty of it. Rest assured. Imam Muhammad Magid, Muslim Brotherhood operative in the highest seats of federal government, namely the Department of Homeland Security. Bradley, I hate this. It's bad news. We'll turn it into good news. You still have the freedom to do it. Ibu Patel, Advisor Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships, a Muslim Brotherhood operative. Advisor Council on Faith-Based? Yeah, in other words, you submit to Sharia, and if you don't, then we come in and we cut your head off. John Brennan, by the way, for those that did not know, was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name. He's the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. He is a stooge for the Muslim Brotherhood. Folks, they're willing to sell their souls. And keep in mind, these are all burnt hippies from the 60s and 70s that are now in governmental positions that are willing to sell their souls for a little temporary, well, let's say it this way, a little dime, little cash, right? Little jing. Barack even has told Egyptian Christians to simply shut up and stop protesting the Muslim Brotherhood. This is in foreign countries. I didn't know that he was the dictator. Well, I know he wants to be, but I didn't know that he was in power to go ahead and tell other countries what they were supposed to do. But it's interesting how he's telling all these countries like Germany and Belgium and France. It's interesting how all these orders are falling from the seat of the White House. I didn't know that it was our job to police other worlds or to dictate other worlds. Or did we have the power or authority? Well, guess what? Constitutionally, we don't. But again, if they didn't know any different, they can always get away with whatever you let them get away with. Isn't that right? Earlier this year, we made you aware that Obama was using the CIA to deliver weapons to Obama-supported jihadists in Syria. I told you that through first-hand experience. And that he had been providing aid in the form of arms to Syrian jihadists since 2012. He even knowingly waived the gun ban on arming terrorists to do so. Man, that's just crazy. This is like crazy stuff, right? The goal of the Global Fund is to combat violent extremism. Let's go back to the pedophile, friends. Let's go back to the pedophile, Mr. Henry Kissinger, who said that anybody that resists the New World Order, in which Barack Hussein Obama was calling for, as a senator, miraculously after 142 days in Chicago, Illinois, he was over in Europe calling for a New World Order. We played that audio for you. But it's amazing. He was the one that said anybody that resists the New World Order is the terrorist. Are we seeing this coming into full view now, America, as to what September 11th was all about? There is nothing new under the sun. What are we talking about here, friends? We're talking about Barack Hussein Obama, folks. Barack Hussein Obama, the president, the said president of the United States. He's not my president, folks. The said president of the United States. Oh, by the way, this is how you do it. You resist. You protest. We have the right to do that. Read the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights. And it goes further than that with me. It's called taking it another level to impeach, to indict, and to bring full charges upon the heads of this criminal and his administration. That's my end. That's my objective, folks. And I'm talking about lawfully. I'm not talking about doing something weird the way that they would try to set up something weird and then look at this lone wolf over here. Look what he did. Really? Really, is that what people are doing? No, people in this country love their country enough to stand up and call it for what it is, right? Well, that's what we're doing. And what they want to do is they want to make you an enemy of the state. And I want to tell you, we're not enemies of the state. We're preaching love and not hate. Today's the day. It's not too late to clean the slate. We're preaching love and we're not preaching hate. And when the American people get that biblical, spiritual infusion going on in them, we're going to all stand up and deal with those that have been making a prey of you and your children over the last 60 years in this country. How does that sound? Sounds like a good idea to me. We'll take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, hour two coming up on the other side.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.